All right, quick 30-second recap of this episode. Travis Tai is my brother. He goes to UC Davis. I interviewed him in December of 2019 while waiting in the lines of Disneyland, because that is the perfect place to bring a microphone. Since most colleges opened their admissions a few days ago, I thought it'd be a pretty good time to bring up this interview. Will this help you get into college or help you apply to college? No, probably won't. But at least you'll get to know about the stuff my brother did in high school and a little bit about what his experience in college is like. All right, that was the summary. Stay tuned for the rest of the episode after this short break.
All right. What is that thing?
It's a microphone.
What the? I just realized, what the hell? Yeah.
You know, I didn't tell you, but like, there's a podcast that we have.
What?
Yeah, what? A podcast.
Okay.
What is it called?
The GGPP podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait a second. Yeah. Let me see it.
Alright, it's a test. See if you can find it. Oh.
Hey, right. It's like everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere.
18.
Yes.
4 hours ago.
Yeah. In the morning, I woke up just to upload something.
Oh.
There's like a lot of random stuff in there.
Okay. Oh.
What?
Oh, I'm a learning assistant now.
You have been accepted to the LA program.
Yo, I didn't think I would be because of my GPA, but okay.
Wait, what is that?
So you know, like, there's a TA? Okay. They help with, like, the professor itself? Yeah. There's LAs that help with both the professors and the TA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Oh, wait, for what class?
Pre-calc and college.
Wow. Man, that's pretty good, though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, but, like, just the LA thing itself. But, like, it's pre-calc in college. I was like, so, like, I think I should be fine if I sign up for this.
Damn.
Well, yeah. Okay.
It's pretty good. I mean, I never even knew that there was a thing, like, in LA.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know about that either until they sent me an email. And they were like, if you want to be in LA. And I was like, what's in LA? It's like learning assistant. I'm like,
oh.
It's because when you're an undergrad, you can't be a TA.
Okay.
But when you're an undergrad, you can be in LA. And then later on, in grad school and stuff, you can be a TA then.
Isn't that pretty much just like a TA, but like they don't want to call you a TA because...
Kind of. Yeah. It's like the TA's TA, not going to lie.
Yeah. Alright, we're on the airplane.
As you might suspect, people don't normally bring microphones into Disneyland. So like before going in, like the security checkpoint, there's some pretty funny moments where they were like, what is this? And I was like, oh, yo, it's a mic. It never prevented me from coming in, but like there's some times where I got stopped for a little bit. So this is an example of one of those times.
Microphones are code four.
Oh, really?
They should be.
Could we allow?
You heard it. Microphones are allowed.
So now we're on to the actual interview with Travis. And because I did this while we're waiting in line for some of the rides, it's not going to be like 100% clean. There's going to be a lot of background noise and announcements going on. I try to minimize them, but you might be able to hear it. So, sorry. I mean, I can't really do much. But yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Today, I am joined with
Travis.
All right. What grade are you in?
Second year of college.
What college?
Davis, UC Davis.
Wow, that's very impressive. What are you majoring in?
Applied math and maybe statistics with them. I need to declare the minor for psychology, but I started that too.
All right. How's your time in college been?
It's been fun. Like, it is a lot different from high school. Like, I think it's better though. I enjoy it more. Like, you get more freedom and all that. You just plan your own stuff. I've liked it. The classes are okay, too. Like, they're kind of harder, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, your own pace. So, I think it's a lot better for most people.
I see. It's so, considering that most people listening are probably in college, and they're probably, like, high school, yeah. What are tips that you can give for people to expect out of college?
Go to your classes. You know, going to class is important. I didn't go to most of my classes last quarter. Yeah, that was a mistake. I got a lot of B's. And then a C. That was a good one. I mean, you know, going to class would have helped.
But do you think it really matters a lot, like, the grade when you get to college, or?
Depends. Like, if you still want to go more, like, if you want to go to grad school, then yeah, it matters. If you want to do stuff during college, then it matters. But if you plan to just, like, get a job after college and all that, then it shouldn't matter. Like, it's not the most important thing. Because you, on your resumes and stuff, you really only put your GPA and stuff if you're applying as you're, like, going through college. But afterwards, you can actually just leave it off and they wouldn't care. Because by then you'd have, like, the diploma and everything. So that's the most important thing.
All right.
But, I mean, they do matter, though. Because, like, doing stuff as you're, like, in college does help. So, like, don't, like, tank everything. But getting a B or a C isn't, like, the worst thing by far. It's, like, it's not that bad.
Okay. Do you do, like, clubs or, like, extra stuff in school or, like, outside of school?
I went to a few club meetings, but, like, I'm not actively involved in anything. It's mostly just, like, school and all that. But I'm looking to start the, like, teaching stuff and the internship next year. I'm applying for that now. I don't know when they'll get back to me, but I sent in most of the applications. I need to, like, send in the final, like, transcript and stuff. But, yeah.
I mean, do you plan to join anything future, or do you think just, like, stay about the same, like, not many clubs?
I don't think I'll join a club or anything, but internships and stuff, I'll do that. Like, I want to do one of those, but probably not the club things. I don't know.
I mean, there's
none of them seem, like, interesting and all that.
Yeah.
It's really the three main things, like, either join a club, join, like, a frat or something, or you join, like, or you do, like, some jobs or, like, internships. That's really it. If you want to do something, it's one of those three.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, because I've seen a lot of people, and, like, online, they always say, like, you should do, like, internships, or you should do, like, there's, like, different names and all that. Like, have you considered, or, like, do you think they're important?
I think it's important to do at least something. Like doing something is probably really important, because, like, that's the only way you'll actually, like, get connections and all that. But I don't know which one's, like, the most important, but just doing anything would help. Just getting to know people, like, expanding. I don't know, it's just, like, connections and all that. Like, the more people you know, the better.
You think during high school, you didn't do a lot of those, did you? Or did you?
I was, like, an officer for two clubs, like, in the last 2 years of high school. But in the beginning, I didn't do much.
But, like, I mean, internships and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I didn't do any internships, in high school.
You think you would have done that back then? Or
I feel like it's harder to do in high school, though, like, internships. Because I think they mostly look for, like, at least 16 or, like, 18 and all that. So, I think it would have been hard, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like doing that back then. But now it's, like, getting closer to, like, actually, like, adult stuff.
Yeah. So, have you considered, like, looking at jobs? Or, like, do you have an idea of where you want to work at in the future? Or
after the degree? I don't know. I'm fine with, like, an office job. Not gonna lie. Like, I don't know. Math and stats is gonna, like, just numbers all the time. So, it's, like, I can actually just sit down and do that for the whole day, and I'm okay with that. But
you kind of, like, just look somewhere, like, Indeed or something, or...
I'll probably start with that or something like that. I feel like that's just the easiest way. But I don't know. I kind of want to do, like, something to do with science, though, but, like, not, like... Like, I don't want to, like, do the science part, but, like, I want to, like, do the data part of it. So I kind of do want to work in a lab, too, but I don't know if any of those are open. I haven't looked into that yet, though.
Like, you don't have, a particular company in mind, or, like, just, like, anything that...
Oh, no, not really. Like, at this point, If I get a job, I'm happy.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, we'll move back because, you know, most people listening are probably in high school and all.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, like, during high school, like, which APs did you take and, like, how would you say, like, tips, I guess, on each AP or something?
Just go in, like, chronological order. I took human geography in freshman year. It was interesting. I enjoyed the class. I didn't take the exam because I didn't think I'd do that well on it, but looking back, I probably should have because the exams aren't that hard if you really think about it. Like, they're important, but they're not that hard. So I probably just should have done it. Like, it's worth the money. Like, the units are worth the money.
The whole, like, 90 or 95, I forgot.
Yeah, like, they're not wrong, though. Like, it's 95, and it seems like a big number now. But, like, each quarter at Davis is 5,000. So, like, I would take the 95 over that any day. So, yeah, it was a fun class. But I didn't take the exam, so I have nothing to say about that one.
Oh, which teacher did you have?
I had Grover. Oh. I think she still teaches.
Yeah, she.
I liked her. Yeah, the way she teaches is really fun. I enjoyed it a lot. Sophomore year, took physics, like AP physics with Miss Lee. I enjoyed that class too. I mean, I was a physics major at the beginning, so it must have done something. I don't know, I just kind of liked it. Like, physics was kind of fun. But it was really, like, the basics of physics, so, like, I didn't really get a good feel of it yet until college, and then, that's the rest of it. Yeah, no. But for that class, understanding the concepts really helps a lot. They're not that hard either. Like, if you just think about it, it should be fine. Junior year, I took psychology and Calc AB and Lang, like, yeah, English composition language, I think that one. Lang, I don't got much for that one. I had Owing, it was all right. That one was kind of just, I don't know what I learned in there, but I guess it's just knowing vocabulary kind of helped, I think.
How important would you say is knowing, like, those rhetorical devices and, like, stuff like that? I don't know.
I think that's important. I feel like it should be important.
Do you think it's, like, beneficial or useful to learn, like, because a lot of teachers, they have, like, a whole, like, list, maybe, like...
Yeah, there was a lot. Like, there was, like, 20-something, I think. I don't remember how many. But I think it was important because they asked quite a few on the exam. So that was good to know. At least we went over that. Calc AB, it's really just math. I don't know how to explain that one. You just know what to do.
What would you say is the hardest thing in Calc AB?
I don't remember what the hardest thing was, but for some reason, the only thing I remember people complaining about was, like, related rates.
Yeah, everyone always...
And I was like, okay. Oh, and optimization. But I don't know if that comes in AB. Or it comes in the end, but only very little. They would ask you, like, one or two questions about it.
Wait, what is that about?
Oh, optimization. Oh, yeah, I think that's the more B part. It's like...
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's like given a rectangle of, like, a given area or something. Like, find the lengths of the sides that would have the most perimeter... something like that. Like, optimizing area. Like,
I cannot do that.
Given a total perimeter, yeah. Find the correct length and width that would make the area, like, the biggest. Or the smallest, in that case.
It reminds me of, like, so many, like, in Math 3 and stuff, like, they would ask, like, only a few of those, like, and I couldn't even...
Yeah, if you use derivatives and stuff, it's easy.
Oh, dude.
So, like, I think people just get confused because it's kind of, like, confusing to understand that, but, like, if you just know what to do, then it should be fine.
Okay.
Psychology was just memorization, but I liked that class. It was fun. I still enjoy it now. That's why I'm minoring in it.
Okay.
I find the topic just kind of interesting. Psychology, human mind and stuff. It's fun. It's a lot of memorization, though.
Oh, you think reading... how important is reading the textbook? Is it a lot?
Oh, in psych?
Yeah.
Important. That's really what I learned. Like, or... how I learn most of the time.
Yeah, because one of my friends, like, the other person that, like, runs the podcast, mm-hmm. like, sometimes they do psych corrections, and I went there once, and, like...
Oh, like, yeah.
A lot of those questions are, like, super, kind of, like, just basically you remember facts and, like...
Yeah, they're, like, definitions, and, like, if you know it, you know it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you do know it, then it's really good. it was a bit specific, some of the questions. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I got a B in the first semester. Oops.
Yeah. And then, wait, second semester was...
It was an A.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what did you change then? Or, like, was it just...
I don't know if I changed anything.
Like, that's a whole letter. It's like...
I don't know. I think I just remember stuff about the second semester a bit more. I think it was just kind of, like, more stuff that I was, like, interested in and, like, stuff that I found cool and all that. Oh, and also, I think the second semester had less stuff because, like, more prep for the AP exam. So, like, it was a bit easier because you're going over everything. So, it's, like, more broad. So, it wasn't as specific. Because, yeah, like, specific stuff like that, it's like, oh, okay, I don't know.
So, okay, I'll just continue because we were still in, like, junior year, right?
Oh,
and then,
senior year.
Yeah, I'll just go to senior year.
Calc BC and...
Oh, bio.
Oh, yeah, AP bio. Oh, bio was fun. I think that class is helpful. It taught you a lot. And, like, I didn't take bio in college, but the friends I had that did said that most of the stuff was, like, kind of learned already. Like, the lower div bio stuff. Like, the intro bio. So, like, it does help a lot. And I think the way she teaches it is pretty good because you do learn a lot. And BC is just kind of... It's the same thing. It's like math again. It's like...
Just math.
I don't know how to explain that one. It's like,
how
math is math.
How different was... Because I know Ms. Saraswati teaches BC only. So, and you had Mignotto for AB. So... What would you say, like, how different was it going from, like, AB to BC?
I liked Mignotto's teaching a bit more. But Saraswati's teaching was kind of like, you kind of just do what you do. And if you need help, she's there. But, like, I don't know, the way she taught was kind of more... Well, Mignotto's way was kind of, like, more focused on you learning, like, yourself and all that. But, like, guided learning. And Saraswati was kind of just, like, a lecture, kind of.
Oh, okay.
I do prefer, like, the first way more, but, like, in college, it's really more just, like, the lecture one. But both are okay, though. I still found both of them to be fine. Because then again, it's, like, math. It's, like,
yeah.
Math is kind of, you know it, then you know it. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. Okay, now that we got all the APs out of the way, would you say, like, you would, because there's others... APs, would you say that you would have taken others if you had the opportunity, or like you would have wanted to take some APs in different years?
Those were really all the ones I wanted to take. Or no, I did want to take stats as well, but I couldn't because like schedule conflict and all that. But I did want to take that one, but that was really the only one. Well, I mean, independence does have a lot. But, like, the other ones were like really language and all that, and you could really only do one language, and I didn't. I don't know, personally, I just don't like foreign languages. So I stopped after German 3. So I didn't take it the AP exam.
Speaking of German, do you like German? Do you think it was a good choice?
It was enjoyable. I liked it. Until I figured out that foreign languages just weren't my thing.
Oh.
It was just kind of hard for me. And then I figured, oh, yeah, no. After 3, I'm done. But I think it's fun. For people that do enjoy it, then it's really good. The way he teaches, I like the teacher. He's really good. I mean, languages just aren't for me. It's like... Some people like math isn't for them. It's like, yeah, no, foreign languages, no. It's just hard for me.
Okay.
It's too much memorization. And like pronouncing stuff is just not my thing. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of hard.
Did you ever, like, you know how there's like different programs online, like Duolingo, and like, did you ever use any of those to help you? Or did you just basically like use a textbook or like just remember what you learned in class?
I think we tried using something online, but the most we did was like kind of just like in-class learning. We didn't use a textbook most of the time, I think. We had like worksheets and all that and like activities on the board. But a Quizlet was used a lot in the class, and I think that was helpful.
Yeah, because in French, like, we don't really learn much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, yeah, I think German. And everyone always says the German teacher's, like, really good. So,
yeah,
that's good to know. So, I realized that in your senior year, you didn't take Lit, like, AP Lit.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that was good for you? Or, like, because you...
ERWC was... way easier in my opinion, but if you like reading, then I'd say go take Lit. The only thing is I don't like reading, so I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but really, at least for Davis, you only really need one or the other, because if you get a 4 on one of them, like Lang or Lit, then you fulfill one of the requirements, and like, there isn't a prereq that either really fulfills besides that. So you really only need one or the other, to be honest.
Have you ever considered, like, I mean, you could, you know, take an AP class and then, like, not take the exam. But, like, I mean, I know you did that for Human Geo, but, like, did you ever consider that, like, later on?
No. After that, like, I figured that, like, you should just take it. The exam doesn't hurt. Like, I mean, the worst it does is, like, you lose a bit of money, but, like, if you study hard enough, or, like, if you just kind of, like, review stuff, then you should at least get a 3. And in most cases, that gets you at least, like, the units.
Oh. I mean, there's a lot that changed since, like, you graduated, I guess. Like, you know, they have a... Have you heard of, like, AP Classroom?
Like, what
everything,
is that?
Everything's all, like, online.
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's weird. You have to... You join classes online.
Uh-huh.
And then now they have stuff, like, some questions some teachers can assign. And, like, and there's all this stuff. How about enrolling in college, like, as a senior? When did you start? And how was the experience like?
All right, so you should start early. The UCs, at least, the 4 essays weren't that much of a problem. The word count does get in the way of some things, because that is a small amount of words, not gonna lie. I did want to write more for every single one, but I had to cut it down a bit. A few of them were actually just 250 exact. I only applied to UCs, though. I wanted to apply to some privates, but I got lazy. I didn't want to apply for them anymore after I realized that I had to write a few more essays, and I was like, oh. And also, I would say not to do this, but I mean, I did it, so I don't know, but like, I just kind of went with what my friends were doing. I kind of picked Davis because that's where most of them went. Not gonna lie, I mean, it is a nice school, though. Like, I don't regret it. It's just the one of the main things was that I knew a lot of people that were going there too, so it was like just easy and everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a big part, though. Stand by for. And I feel like if you do have like at least one person, it should be fine, though.
Would you change it now that you think about it? Like, cause I know you didn't apply to any private, so like,
yeah,
apply.
I would have tried applying now, at least, but, like, can't do that now anymore. It's like, well, that's a problem. But I did apply to, like, most of the UCs. I got into all of them except Berkeley, but that was just a waitlist thing. And I can't say I got, like, declined from them because I didn't, like, go off the waitlist.
So you never got declined by any UC?
That's what I say, but, like, if I don't take the waitlist thing, then I think that's just kind of like, yeah, they declined me.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, I think, honestly. What would you say, like, helped the most? Or, like...
Oh, I actually don't know. I don't know what was it, really. But I guess, like, the essays were a big part. And, like, extracurriculars kind of did help. Because, like, I think the martial arts that we did and the clubs kind of did help. Like, it made the applications look a lot better. And, like... They had a lot more, like, content in them. Because if you take them all out, it's kind of like a blank application, not going to lie. It was just your info and the essays. But, like, unless, like, you put all the other stuff in, then it kind of fills up. And it looks a lot better. So I think it was that.
I mean, I know, like, one of my friends, I don't really know what he's on, but, like... Wait, what'd you get for your SATs?
1490.
1490, okay. So he got, like, 1520
uh-huh.
for his SAT, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to take it again. And he's thinking, like, there's so much competition. Like, even if he wants to go into, like, UCLA,
uh-huh.
it's gonna be hard. And then he also, like, does other stuff, like robotics and all that. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to get a higher score. I had a friend that got a 1590. And I think she wanted a perfect. I don't think she ever got it. She ended up going to San Diego. But I think a higher score does help a lot. It does help you get, like, scholarships and stuff, like money and all that. But I had a friend that also got, like, a 1250, and she got into LA. So,
yeah.
Like, two opposite ends of the spectrum. I think my friend that got a 1590 didn't get into Berkeley. But I think it was also because she didn't do much else. So the extracurriculars do help a lot. SAT scores really aren't the only thing. But, like, a good score is, like, important, too. But, like, a little bit of everything helps.
So, like, you didn't take the ACT, but
no.
Do you know anyone that took it?
I had another friend that took it. Like, he He didn't do that well on the SAT, so he went to the ACT. He got like a 32, 33. So he submitted that score instead. And I heard the ACT was easier if you're like more into science.
Oh, yeah.
So they do it really just based on what you're better at. Because both scores are taken at the same value.
You never retook the SAT, did you?
No, I just took it the one time.
So what score do you think you would like retake it at? Or would you just, even if you got like a really bad score, like you would just never retake it?
I would have retaken it if I got under a 1400. Because, yeah, that was like my like bare minimum thing. Like, I'd say 1400. If it was any lower than that, I would have taken it at least one more time to get higher. I was fine with my score, so I was like, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure if I did study a bit more, like, took it another time, I might have gotten a bit higher. But I was like, yeah, I got really lazy. I was like, yeah, no, I'm done. I was fine with that score.
I think some people would like to know, what was your SAT studying strategy?
I don't think they want to know. So I did one of the Khan Academy practice SATs the night before. It was like 1 a.m, and I was like, I should probably get at least one practice SAT in. And I took it. It told me I got a 1420, and I was like, okay. Oh, I remember that score because it was a 420 at the end, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm okay then. Because like I heard the Khan Academy ones were like pretty similar.
Yeah, they
are. Khan Academy helps a lot. Like, it still helps me now. Like, going through, like, some subjects and all that. Like, it helps, like, with the review and all that. Like, sometimes concepts come up that I don't remember. I don't know about other subjects, because I don't go to those. But physics and math, like, there's quite a bit. But, yeah, I took one of the Khan Academy ones. And, to be honest, that's really useful. I didn't use any of the books or anything. I just kind of studied the night before, and that's all I did. But the Khan Academy stuff does help. Like, it's really useful, I think. The website's pretty good.
Would you ever, like, pay to, like, study that stuff? Or do you think Khan Academy and, like, free stuff online is good?
Oh, I think there's enough resources online that you wouldn't need to pay. But there's certain people that learn better with, like, in that environment. So it would make sense.
Okay. So we went from high school and then into college. I guess just like, how was your first year at college? Or like, how was it trying to be like accustomed to the culture?
It wasn't that hard to get used to it. I liked living in the dorms. It was nice. Like, to be, to kind of like live on your own and all that, like to have all that freedom. It's like a little hard, but they make it really easy with having like the DC, like the dining commons and all that, just like providing food and all that for the first year. So it makes it a lot easier. Yeah, living in the dorm is kind of fun because you have everyone around you and all that, like all the friends. So, I don't know. I liked it. It wasn't that hard to like change into that. But I mean, I think part of that's just kind of like I always kind of did want to like live on my own for a while. And like I just kind of wanted to experience that. And then it was kind of fun.
So, in college, did you stay with a lot of your like high school friends or did you?
Yeah, I still talk to all of, or most of the ones that went here.
Okay.
To the same school, but I did make like a couple of closer new friends. But I mean, I don't know. Me personally, like they're not as close as my high school ones. Like those ones are always just there.
Okay, so right now you're in second year and then you just finished the first semester stuff, they call it? Yeah.
Quarterly. Davis goes by quarters.
Oh, quarters, okay. Would you say everything's going well pretty much? Like you,
I mean, it could be going better, like grade wise, but in terms of academics, yeah, everything's all right.
Like everything's going as planned. You think you know where you want to go? Everything's fine.
Yeah, I feel like for now everything's all right. I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen in the future, but
how long did it take, like, before you thought this is like what I want to do? Because like, I think you were kind of unsure, right, when you first went to college.
I mean,
are you still kind of unsure?
Oh, I'm sure of math now. Like, I didn't really feel like that interested in the other topics. And as for changing from physics to math, after one of the classes from physics, I was like, oh yeah, no, I can't do this anymore. It was kind of just a one night thing, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going back.
You think it was the teacher or?
No, it's the concepts.
Okay.
The teacher was fine. Because I ended up having him again anyways for a different class that I needed to take. And he's fine. But it was just the stuff in that other class. Yeah, no. I thought about it and I was like, I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing this. I don't get it now. I don't want to get it later. It's not for me. So I was like, math is something that I've always just kind of like gotten. So,
like, do you have any tips if people, they don't really know what, like, they're not sure?
Try a little bit of everything. Like, take a class just randomly of like something if you have a slight bit interest in it. Or, like, look stuff online about it. If it seems interesting to you, then, like, maybe take a lower div class from that topic. If you enjoy it, then it's, like, then that's, what sticks with you. And it's, like, then you would just do that. But other than that, I really don't know. Like, there's stuff that just kind of, that you just kind of know is, like, that you want to do that. Or, like, yeah, like, you're fine with it and all that. I mean, it is kind of hard, though, because I didn't know what I was wanted to do until, like, I got into college anyway, so.
All right, so I realized that when we're talking about high school, I forgot to ask, like, clubs and extracurriculars. So, like, we went over to the APs.
Yeah.
But what clubs did you join and, like, what year?
I joined both the Lights on Trafficking and the Asian American Donor Program in junior year. But one of them is kind of, like, against human trafficking. The other one's kind of just like for raising awareness for like bone marrow transplants and all that. Yeah, I mean, they're good causes, so that's why I joined. But it was just like stuff that was available at the time. Okay. Cause it was a smaller one, so it was easier.
Were you like board member or?
Yeah, I was activity director for both of them.
Activities. Like, how long was each? Was it 2 years or?
Yeah, I was on the board for both years. I mean, I did a few events for both of them, but like it wasn't too much, so. Being a board member doesn't take too much out of your time, so like it's a lot easier than a lot of other positions, I think.
Okay. Did you like do volunteer for other clubs or no?
I did a little bit for Keek Club, but that was really it. I only really did it over the summer between junior and senior year. That was really it. I didn't do much before that.
Do you go to like the meetings?
No. I mean, I went to like one or two with some people, but other than that, I wasn't really like a member.
I mean, you're already in Davis, so like it probably was okay. But do you think that it would have been worth your time if you volunteered like more?
I think it might have helped too. Like, I think it does help to volunteer and all that. But I think it was because like if you do other things, then it's not like that important to do that as well. Like, you don't need to do everything. Like, because like we had the martial arts thing and like music. So that was also kind of enough, basically, I think. Or I feel like it was enough. But if you do want to get into, like, other schools, then it probably would be better.
When you did your college apps, how many letters of recommendation did you get?
I only got one. I think two is probably a good number. But, like, unless they ask for it, you don't need to send one. So for the UC apps, I don't think you need it to send anything. Like, they don't require you to. And I don't know if there's even a section for it. I don't remember. But I needed one for LA because they asked for one. So you just kind of send one if they ask for it. I don't think it matters the year. I think the subject matters a bit more. Like major first and then like math, science probably. Then English, foreign language, then electives. But if there's a teacher that you got along with like particularly well, then maybe that one. Or a class that you did particularly well in. But I don't think it's, like, necessary unless you want to go to privates and all that. Then it's required, I think.
All right, that wraps up this episode. Hope you got some kick out of it, some enjoyment, some entertainment, probably. Remember to finish your summer homework, study. Don't be afraid of the college applications, but also don't start them too late. Also, if you go to Independence, please apply to be an honorary Eagle. It's always great to share your wisdom, your knowledge, and help out incoming students. And you know, it'll look good on your college applications too. As always, thank you for listening and stay tuned for some more GGPP content coming out soon.